Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip. What is it? It's about 9:30 with you, 1:30 here. Before I do anything, just for me, a congratulations to Brian Rendell. Brian's been a member of FTS for, well, pretty much since the beginning. Absolute lovely, lovely gentleman. And posted on Twitter today, he's been married 55 years. So I have congratulated you on Twitter, Brian, but I know you listen to the podcast, so congratulations on that. Fantastic. And yeah, congratulations to you both. A fantastic achievement to be married for that long, and clearly very much feeling like you did the first day you met. So well done. Congrats. Right. Well, I'm ensconced here in Vegas now. I've posted a couple of pics on Twitter of the room we've got. A few of you asked how have I got this room, and I must gamble fortunes and this, that and the other. I actually don't when I'm here. I turn a lot of money over, but I tend to play cards more than anything. But I haven't paid for a room in Vegas for about 10 years. We started staying at the Aria, I think it was about 2009. And ever since I've stayed in the Aria, I've never paid for a room. I've never paid for a meal. They've always looked after me, but when I was in here last time, some of you will remember, I won 13 grand in Bellagio. I won $13,000 on a slot machine. Sam had gone shopping, and the day after we were in here, and they can tell who you are. You get a player's card and a little like membership card, which we've had for years, and I was sat with Sam. Sam was playing a slot machine, and I was sat there, and a woman came and tapped me on the shoulder, introduced herself, and she's a casino host here at the Bellagio, and she said, I know you're staying at the Aria, but noticed you've played here. If anything we can do for you, you know, give us a shout if you'd consider us for a future stay. And that was that, and I'm a bit of a creature of habit. Aria, the guy at Aria who's my casino host guy, he has always looked after me, Super Bowl parties, everything. He's been absolutely superb. But Sam just said, well, why don't we give it a go? So I emailed this woman before Christmas and said, we're thinking of coming out. Well, it's when the dog died. We're thinking of coming out end of January. Obviously, she can see what we get at the Aria. Can you just let us know what you can do? And she has absolutely excelled herself, I'm not going to lie. She has given us, I mean, it is massive. It's like a house. She's given us a penthouse suite for the week. They both know, both venues know that it's my 50th birthday next year. The guy in Aria has already said he'll do an amazing setup for my birthday because we've got a few FTS people coming out. And I've spoken to them about it, but I've got talking to her about it. And she is now saying that she's given us this, she came and introduced herself when we arrived, giving you a great room, you know, we want to do your 50th birthday, this, that and the other. So I've now got a tug of war between the two. It's great, see, because then you can start, you feel in a position of sort of, oh, not power's not the right word, but a strong negotiating position. But it's absolutely, I mean, Aria is lovely and the rooms we've had in Aria are lovely, but this is something else here. It's absolutely stunning. Beautiful, absolutely fantastic. I mean, you're not in it for many yet. Well, I'm not, Sam, but Sam loves it, absolutely loving it. So it's not all about, it's about turnover, really. It's nothing to do with whether it's not the winning or losing. They know if you turn over money over time that they'll get you in the end because of their edge. But I'm quite a canny gambler, so I don't, you know, ultimately, if you don't pay for anything and I come here and do a couple of $1,000s, then it's a cheap holiday. But, it's absolutely superb. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm now of two minds because Sam said she wants to come back here. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do for my 50th now, whether I'll be here or Aria. But I will let those of you who are planning on coming know. It's a tug of war. We're in a tug of war. But there we go. So let's hopefully have a good week. I'll be doing a bit of asking a few people that I know out here about the Super Bowl. It is very tight. It is literally a matter of whether the 49ers can stop. If 49ers can stop the pass from Mahomes, then they win it. But I'll have a good chat with a few people about what the best bets are, and I will let you know that on probably Saturday now. Right, what day is it? It's Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? No, it's Thursday, isn't it? It's Thursday. So I'll be doing the football at midnight tonight, ready for Friday. I've got no football today. I think there's one game in the Bundesliga 2, and that is it. So nothing there. I have got a couple of horses for you. I'll do those in a minute. I think some of you enjoyed the Costas story. The more I think about that, it's brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant. I'd love to know how that relation... He did just disappear off the face of the earth about 3 years ago. He just I don't know what happened. I don't know whether they moved back to Greece or whatever. Just try to get hold of him, gone. She might have killed him, I don't know. But yeah, it's just a brilliant... It was just such an awkward night, that was. It was but very funny when I look back. Right, couple of horses for you. Couple of horses. I'm going to do a bit of tomorrow's podcast. I'm going to do a bit of the old goals and mindset. Sam's going off shopping, so I'm going to have a day in the room and do a bit of work and get ready for Friday. So I will, I'll have a bit of stuff on the old mindset and things tomorrow for you. On the push on with this new setup, get you all your lists and your goals and get it going. Right, where am I? Good question. Horses. See, got to try and find things on my VPS. Right, I have got. They're both at Southall. Got to find the first one now. Sorry. Right, the first one is the 305 at Southall. Win and place. This is Forsetti. Win and place in the 305 at Southall. And then in the 405, Custard the Dragon, win and place. So two bets there, Forsetti in the 305, and in the 405, Custard the Dragon. That's it, that's all I've got. I'm going to, it's 1:30 in the morning, I'm going to have a little tuck myself up in bed for a few hours. And as I say, tomorrow I'll be up doing a bit of work. I'll try and get through some email as well. If I get a chance, but really just getting ready for the weekend. Have a lovely Thursday. Enjoy yourselves. And I will be back with you on, it'll be Friday morning, but all the football will be done. I'll be back with you. I'm getting lost with these time zones now, beating myself up. I'll be back with you sometime on Friday. Have a cracking day, and I'll speak to you all tomorrow.